This podcast is brought to you by Dean Braven Sealant, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Friday, October 23rd, 2009, from Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Rosalia Madlo. Making headlines today. In a debate on Thursday evening, ANC Youth League President Julius Malema said that because the nationalization of mines is prescribed in the Freedom Charter, it must be therefore a prerequisite for leadership in the ANC. He added that if one is not for the nationalization, then one is not qualified to lead the ANC. Malema said that part of the oath all ANC members took when they joined the party was to vow to uphold the Freedom Charter, which proclaims that the mineral wealth of South Africa belongs to its people. Malema first raised the issue of the nationalization of mines at the Black Management Forum on October the 9th. Malema argued that mining companies did little for the communities from where they extracted minerals. He said that nationalization will mean that mining profits could be plowed back into those communities and that governments will be more sensitive to communities rather than companies. Platinum Major Lomnin says that platinum demand levels are gradually improving and a slow firming in the platinum price can be seen. However, no quick rebound is expected. Lomnin CEO Ian Farmer says that worst is behind the platinum industry and that there is a gradual improving trend in demand for the precious metal. However, Farmer focused that the 2009 calendar year will likely see platinum surpluses of between 100,000 and 200,000 ounces before a supply and demand balance is reached in 2010. A deficit can only be expected in 2011-12, at which time the industry won't be well placed to respond to an upswing in demand, given the underinvestment that is an inevitable consequence of the global downturn. Also making headlines, Potash Corporation ceased demand training by early 2010. Chile strikers resumed talks with BHP Billiton. The $2.9 billion Sylvania Ricky merger is called off. And Console Energy CEO Brett Harvey says that 2010 will be a bridge year for coal. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on this and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.